single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Good everyone, and welcome to today's Living Life. As I was reading today's passage, I was reminded of an old worship song by an old school worship leader and songwriter that you may probably don't know, but you know, hopefully you would know, called Ron Canole. He is one of the kind of founding fathers of modern praise and worship. Came a little bit after Don Moen, my all-time favorite. But anyway, he has a song that he recorded in the 90s called Go Ahead. It's a fun little short song, and one of the lines of the song says, "When you feel like you're going through hell, don't stop, you go ahead. You go ahead, you go ahead, you go ahead. Don't stop, you go ahead," and so forth. Now, today's passage, the theme is all about moving. And the Israelites are now finally getting somewhere, you know, in a physical sense, but also in a spiritual, in their relationship with God as well. And after a great victory that they experienced at the end of the previous chapter, they kind of come to a bit of a stop, a bit of a standstill. If you read verse 4 from today's chapter, it says, "From Mount Hor they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the people became impatient on the way." They started slowing down as they were moving. They get impatient and then they stop altogether and they begin to grumble and speak up against God. And so from today's passage, we're going to see and learn about a God who leads, who desires us to follow, to learn dependence on Him and learn to trust Him as well. So let's read the passage and then we'll continue.
Numbers chapter 21, verses 10 through 20. The Israelites moved on and camped at Oboth. Then they set out from Oboth and camped in Ai Abraham in the desert that faces Moab toward the sunrise. From there they moved on and camped in the Zered Valley. They set out from there and camped alongside the Arnon, which is in the desert extending into Amorite territory. The Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. That is why the Book of the Wards of the Lord says Waheb in Suppah, and the ravines, the Arnon, and the slopes of the ravines that lead to the site of Ar and lie along the border of Moab. From there they continued on to Beer, the well where the Lord said to Moses, "Gather the people together, and I will give them water." Then Israel sang this song, "Spring up, O well, sing about it, about the well that the princes dug, that the nobles of the people sank, the nobles with scepters and staffs." Then they went from the desert to Matanah, from Matanah to Nahaliel, from Nahaliel to Bamoth, and from Bamoth to the valley in Moab, where the top of Pisgah overlooks the wasteland.
Now, going back to the song that I was telling you about, Go Ahead, another part of the song, the beginning, it says, if you catch hell, don't hold it. If you're going through hell, don't stop. Right now, in verse 4, I mentioned that the Israelites began to get impatient with the moving around and the journeying. And then that led to them speaking up against God. And then they came to basically a standstill and began to grumble. They slowed down as they experienced and as they journeyed through difficulty. And this resulted in their judgment. And in the beginning, you know, yesterday's passage, that very famous passage of the serpent on the rod, when God's judgment came upon them. So they learned their lesson, right, finally. And so the Israelites get back on course and they move on. That's one of the first phrases that you see. They set out. They continue on. Now, these are all words from today's passage that are repeated, that are these movement words and phrases are basically mentioned, you know, multiple times in pretty much every verse. And finally, they go from here to there, from there to elsewhere. They are moving through this entire passage. At first, when I read it, I was like, what do I speak about? What, you know, what do we learn? They're just moving. They're just going from place to place. And as they stop, grumbling and they started moving, what happens? You gain momentum. They continue walking, and the walking, the journeying is not so bad anymore. They are doing something. There is progress that is happening. There is momentum of trust that is being built up, that is leading to faith, growth in faith. There is more rejoicing, we see it in today's passage. And out of that, there comes about testimonies in the song, in the form of poetry, in the form of song. And these testimonies are lasting monuments to God, kind of in the way elsewhere in the Old Testament, they set up altars. Right? When they cross, a river that they could not cross with God's help, when they, you know, experience something that was difficult and God helps them to overcome, they set up altars and monuments and named that place in certain ways to help them remember what God has done. In the same ways, this poem and the song that are mentioned, these two obscure fragments that are mentioned in verses 14 and 15, and then 17 to 18, that's what they are. They're lasting monuments to the faithfulness of God, to the work of God, and His ability to lead God's people if they would trust Him. Now, these monuments, the poem, the song, they encourage the people in the midst of difficulty, right? At that moment, as they were experiencing and journeying. But in the future as well, it aids them in worship thereafter as they think back, as they remember what God has done. You know, whether they be during a time of festivities or during a time of another difficulty, they remember what God has done, and they are able to use the same poem, the same song, and praise God and thank God. And that continues the momentum, right? It continues the momentum for generations to come, for years to come. And God's faithfulness does not end. It continues, and it continues to encourage His people. Now, this is when thanksgiving and praise, trust, faith becomes a lifestyle, right? There needs to be a certain amount of momentum. And tomorrow I'm going to, you know, talk a little bit more about this. But when you join together thanksgiving, when you are able to remember, go from, and that's what it means to go from strength to strength, glory to glory. God begins to provide even before they ask in verse 16. Right? Before they had to grumble, they had to complain, oh, there is no water, you know, why did you bring us out here to die of thirst? But now as they begin to build that momentum of trust and dependence and following God in moving on, in setting out, in continuing on, in going from here to there, God's leadership becomes tangible and He begins to provide for them even before they ask, even before they think about what they need. God has everything already prepared for them. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't this the kind of life that we want to live today as well? And as we end, you know, I was reminded of another song. You know, with me, everything's about songs. And this one is by someone called Lincoln Brewster. It's a much more recent song, and it's called Walk On. And the chorus says, when I just can't stand anymore, walk on. When you cannot stand. Now, you know, this has a double meaning, as in you just cannot stand something, the situation that you're in. Like hell, when you feel like you're going through hell, you don't stop, you go ahead, you walk on, right? Now, when we stand and we stop, it means we have stopped. We are standing still. It means we have given up. Right? When you are trying to do something and you've exhausted everything, you just kind of stop and you just put your hands down, you know, you put your, you know, face up, you've given up. Koreans would kind of say 주저앉아, right? You just kind of collapse. In English, maybe we'll say we wallow, right? Instead of that, we go to God and we want to build momentum again of trusting and depending on Him. So if nothing else, you go to church, you go to worship, you move on, you set forth and you continue in your worship every day. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, Lord, that teaches us to walk on and to build our trust in you. And as we walk, just the simple act of following, of going, of continuing on, of setting out and moving on, we want to move towards you. We want to set our trajectory towards you, O God. And we want to run to you. We want to walk to you, crawl to you if need be. So I pray that as we come, may you draw near to us as well, Lord, and refresh us, renew us, strengthen us for this day, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching further as that pinging crosser, CGM.